I have no clue what that is.
Vidalia onion?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what a Vidalia onion is?
No.
All right, well, let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Approximately Factual, a relatively truthful podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin. Joining me today, as always, is...
Devin.
Tiffany.
All right. You don't know what a fucking Vidalia onion is?
Damn, we're just going to start like that. No, I don't.
A Vidalia onion is a type of sweet onion from Vidalia.
It's wow.
Like, yeah, it's in Georgia. They're like the super, super sweet ones.
Well, considering I only started eating onions a couple years ago and it's still very picky about them, I probably don't know a lot about onions.
That's fair, I guess. It's like champagne. Like, it's Vidalia onions can only come from Vidalia County.
Okay.
Everything else is just a sweet onion.
So it's a bougie onion?
No, they're just as cheap as the rest of them.
Yeah, but it has to be from Vidalia to be Vidalia, so that sounds bougie.
I guess so, but... it's pretty fucking good. I like them. I have a sweet Vidalia onion salad dressing that absolutely blows your dick off. It's great.
Can't I love say onions. I've ever tried that before.
I was gonna say, Devin, how do you feel about Vidalia onions or onions in general?
I mean, I don't mind onions. I don't think I've ever had a Vidalia onion. I've only had sweet onions.
What do you put sweet onions in? I've probably had them, but I just don't know the differences between onions.
I think sweet onions you more use like as a like a side, like you'll saute them, put them on steaks or something like that.
I just make them. So like yeah. You just cut the top off, peel it, put an X on it, put a bunch of seasoning and butter, wrap it in aluminum foil, and then bake it, and then take it out, and then you just straight up have a baked onion, like a baked potato.
I believe they also use them for like blooming onions. If I'm thinking of the right onion.
Yeah.
I'm not that into onions yet. I've just started having them in things.
I don't know about the bloomin' onion, but I know that they're really good with making onion rings. Like those big fat onion rings are usually like sweet onions and stuff.
Okay.
And they're also used in a bunch of relishes. So like if you've ever had like a hot relish that's got like onions and peppers, it's probably a sweet onion in that. They caramelize really well because of their sugar content. So they, you know, you can sweat them down for an hour or two. They're great.
An hour or two to caramelize onions?
Low heat, 1 to 2 hours. I mean, I've caramelized onions for almost 3 hours before.
Oof.
Yeah, because anything less than like an hour, you're just sauteing them. For them to be caramelized, they need a long time. Jeez. People think you can caramelize in like 5 minutes. It's like, nah, bitch.
I didn't think five, but like multiple hours sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Nah, they're good. I made caramelized onions. I think the last time I made caramelized onions, I did 6 massive, massive fucking sweet onions. They filled up an entire 14-inch skillet, and by the time I was done with it, it filled 2 ramekins. That Jeez. Was it. Yeah. But they're good, dude. I use them for French onion soup.
Do you have constantly stir them?
Yeah, you need the movement. So, like, you might get away with letting them set for a couple minutes, but nothing more than that.
Jeez.
Yeah. I slave over food if I get bored. Like, I'll sit in there for hours and hours and hours. That's why I get so stressed whenever I'm cooking food, because it's like, I got this on, I have that on, I still need to chop these 3 vegetables, I have to make sure the oven's preheated now, I got to throw in this, I got to make sure I pound out the chicken, get my breading station ready. Hey, yo. But, like, it's just so much shit. to do by yourself. That's why I like it when Alex helps me. I'll put her on vegetable chopping duty.
I think it's always more fun to cook with your significant other.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time I cooked with a man. Hold on. It was
my bachelor trip, if I had to guess.
Okay, fair. Yeah, Devin and I were on pancake duty.
I was about to say, yeah.
But a man that I was dating. Well, it's been almost 2 years since I was in a relationship. Not him.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. I talked to people since then. It just didn't get to a relationship point.
Oh, okay.
I've cooked four men since, and it.
But not you're a cannibal?
No, I said four.
Four of them? That's a body count right there. Yeah. Stacking them. Just eating that long pig.
Last time I cooked with a man was probably 3 years ago. Probably a little over 3 years ago.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, it was when I was still working at FedEx. I think it was after work one night. I got home and I was like, I'm hungry. And he was like, I haven't been to the grocery store. And I was like, I don't care. I'll figure something out. And so I just started like telling him to like do a couple things. And I was figuring out a random pasta dish on the fly. And it turned out good. I was worried it was going to be horrible, but I was like, pasta. Like, you can figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know why the Italian people get so up in arms over pasta dishes, because that shit. They got 75,000 types of fucking noodles, and they're like, the only difference between this noodle and this noodle is that we use a spoon to mix it on this one, and then we use our hands for this one. They're completely different names, vastly different spellings. What kind of sauce do you put them in? Oh, the exact same sauce. It's like, go fuck yourself.
I just always thought it had to do with the shape. I didn't realize it was actually made different.
There's some pastas that are like the shapes is like part of the making process, where it's like, do they extrude them through a die or do they hand do that? Mm. And it's like, that'll be a different noodle. Or if you've ever watched the video where the guy takes it, he has like a flat piece of wood and he rolls it with his thumb, or he rolls it with the back of like a dowel, it creates similar but slightly different shapes, and they're completely different pastas. And I'm like, no, like,
get out of here.
They get crazy technical about the types of pastas and names. I go off of shape.
Yeah. Same.
And yeah, so I think he just had, how it was probably just elbow macaroni. And then started boiling that and looking through his cabinets and stuff, and was just finding random like spices and stuff. And I was like, well, to make a sauce, I was like, I guess I'm going to have a little bit of pasta water, some butter, melted some cheese into it, which I think he only had Parmesan. Started throwing a bunch of spices in there. We might have had bacon as the only protein.
Nice. Carbonara is just bacon.
Yeah. I think we basically made a carbonara or knockoff carbonara. I'm not sure what it ended up being.
You can just fucking slap New Jersey in the front of it. Fucking
fair.
Like, that's a whole thing within this food group I'm in, that if you slap like New York or New Jersey in front of something, it just is a shitty version of the original thing.
All right, then I made New Jersey carbonara.
Yeah. Literally, it's so funny. Have y'all heard about the new pasta shape that came out that dropped in 2021?
No.
Oh, shit, no.
Yeah, it's cascatelli.
I think I have, actually.
I think we talked about it at work, maybe. This guy, like, designed the most sauceable noodle possible. So,
yeah
it's like curved, but it also has ridges and then a central like divot. And apparently it's like the perfect pasta because it'll hold more sauce on it than anything.
Hmm.
I like this little diagram of it. Oh, there you go. But it says bucatini, half tube, and ruffles create a sauce trough for max sauceability. Bronze die extrusion creates a rougher surface, further boosting sauceability.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I like a lot of sauce on my stuff. Like, if I go to a restaurant and they hand me some fucking spaghetti noodles that have been ran through and then drained of pasta sauce, I'm not gonna like it.
Gotta get me Coscatelli.
Yeah.
I love pasta so much.
You look like you like pasta.
Hey, I'll take it. I know what I am.
Yeah.
You typical white girl.
Yeah. I've never said I wasn't. I'm not going to be a liar. I might be basic white girl, but I'm not going to be a liar.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like basic white girl shit, the only thing I'm a big fan of is motherfucking pumpkin spice. I got to get me a pumpkin spice latte at least once a year.
I can't remember the last time I've had one.
We did get coffees when we did our badging stuff together.
Yes. Yeah. When we went up to the airport. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I like vaguely remembered you and me getting coffee together. I was like, why? And then I remembered, I was like, oh yeah, we had a little.
I think you didn't get coffee though. I thought you got water or something.
I got a refresher cause I needed to go to sleep or something.
That's right. Yeah. You got a refresher. I got me and my fucking pumpkin spice latte, a PSL.
Apparently I need to like really work on my sleep hygiene because of the 3 weeks of insomnia I just went through.
Yeah. It's a
probably stinky too.
Yeah.
No, it's more of like doing more things at the beginning of my day versus the end of my day so that I'm actually tired by the time it's bedtime. Not the like having the room a certain way, which he said is not a bad idea to try, but I am a procrastinator through and through. So like I'll wait to do stuff and then I'll be like jam packing everything at the end of my day. And then my brain's like, oh, we're being productive. We're not going to fall asleep now.
Yeah. Apparently,
I need to quit doing that.
I
see the logic in it.
I see the logic too. And I've also tried to apply the same logic throughout my entire life and it never works.
He did say that I might just need to, you know, it might just take a bit of therapy before my brain just settles down. But he did say I could just go to the gym and try to get the zoomies out before bed and see if that overrides my brain. So
some people that works. I know.
We're just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks at this point.
Yeah. I think personally, if I do everything at the beginning of the day, I get tired and then I need a nap and then I sleep for like 3 hours and then I ruin my sleep schedule for the rest of the day.
Hmm. Yep. So that sounds like what I did yesterday.
Yeah. It literally, like, I can't do shit early in the morning. Like, I can't even eat food. If I wake up, I need like a solid hour before I can eat, before I feel comfortable. Because if I eat immediately after waking up, like breakfast in bed to me is probably like the biggest fucking way to fuck my entire day. Because I don't know, my stomach does not like it. My brain does not like it. And then as soon as I eat, I'm like, well, fuck, I won't go back to bed. Like, yep. It has the opposite effect. Like, just put me out.
I literally did that the other day. I ate breakfast and took a 4-hour nap.
That sounds amazing because it's like, I mean, I've been given breakfast in bed before by like a significant other and I ate like 4 pancakes, like 8 pieces of fucking breakfast sausage. And then I slept for the rest of the day and they were like, Well, I thought we were going to, like, you know, go do stuff. I was like, how? You put me in a carb coma fucking 20 minutes after waking up.
Yep.
Y'all are getting breakfast in bed?
I have, yeah. I've been given breakfast in bed one time. I've given breakfast in bed multiple times, but I also have this whole thing about I don't like eating in the bed.
That's fair.
Oh, well.
If I touch a fucking crumb with my, like, bare gut in the middle of the night while I'm trying to get comfortable, I'm fucking swinging on it. Alex said that I sweep the crumbs off with, like, a little bit too much ferocity. Because I'll, like, stand up and I'll use my whole forearm and I'm just like, I got to make sure it's fucking clean. If I get any fucking crumb touching me, I'm fucking. And it sucks, too, when we eat crunchy ass food in the bed while we're watching a movie or something. And I'm like, motherfucker, touching me and shit. Little sharp ass bits. Pisses me off.
Nah, we go full gremlin mode sometimes. Me and the wife will just get some food, lays out, fucking watch TV, eat in bed. It's the best.
Yeah, I mean, we do too. The last time we did it, I think we were watching like episode 2 and 3 of Chernobyl. We had like a motherfucking whole Chinese buffet. Like, yeah. I had a combination plate, 10 crab rangoon, and chicken on a stick, and she had a pint-sized thing of black pepper chicken, a big thing of fried rice, fucking egg drop soup, and we have it like all spread out on a bed, and we're like sitting up fighting the cats off. And and spring rolls. She's got to have spring rolls with dumpling sauce. So we're like watching this movie, and then I look down and I'm like, we need to pause this and put all this up now, because like, A, we just ate a shitload of Chinese food, so we're going to get, you know, a little cozy. Mm-hmm. And the instant I try to lay down with food on the bed, I'm knocking it everywhere, and I can't have that. And I was like, so we had to like pause the movie, or not movie, the TV show, and completely pack everything up and take it downstairs, throw out a bunch of stuff in the fridge because we didn't have room, and store like $60 worth of Chinese food there.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Yeah, we got hard in the paint on Chinese food.
I fucking love Chinese food, dude.
Me too.
Wife doesn't like it as much as I do, but man, I could fuck it up.
I think it's my favorite Americanized, like, cultural food. Mm. Like, I love, like, the so-called American food, which is all just from other places. But, like, I love cheeseburgers. I like steaks. Oh, yeah. You know, that type of thing. Like, the typical American fare. But Chinese food is my favorite non-Americanized food. But it's even Americanized then. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I fuck up some general, so.
Yeah, I'm still not really sure about Chinese food.
We fit to find out.
I know, we got it on the schedule.
Yeah.
I think it's
love that place.
I think it's funny that we're at the point in our adulthood where we're scheduling when we're going to go to a Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to.
Like, oh, yeah. It's just, if I had told myself 2-3 years ago, like, you have to schedule the Chinese buffet, I would have been like, why?
You weren't using calendars your entire life? Dog, I've had a calendar, like, legitimately since, like, freshman year, because if I don't keep all that shit organized, I fucking lose it.
Justin, I want you to just take a quick look at me and remember who I am as a person. Do you think I did use calendars my whole life?
I don't think you did use calendars, no.
No, I did not, because I've been a sad excuse of a human being for most of my life.
I don't think it's a sad excuse of a human not to use a calendar.
No, there's many other things, but I've just been winging it.
That's fair.
I'm kidding. I'm not a sad excuse. I'm just slightly more chaotic than a lot of the people in my life would prefer me to be.
Yeah.
But I'm getting better.
If I don't use a calendar, I don't remember shit. And Alex will tell you, even though I have a calendar, I don't remember shit. But I check it. It's just usually the thing that me and her Bernie, you jump up there and knock over that Lego bonsai, and I will fucking wear you like a coonskin cap.
Bernie, no.
I had to spin the chair around, so I'll sit down. He almost, dude, he, we've lost two great Lego sets to cats in the last, like, fucking month. Bernie! Hang on 1 second.
For our listeners at home, he is straight up yelling at this cat.
He's just testing me. He literally got up on, he literally got up on her desk and patted at one of the Legos. Fist fight you right now.
No, I get it. Like, my cat has broken my bonsai Lego tree like 3 times.
One of the cats, we suspect Avro, destroyed the entire fucking east wing, or not, west wing of Rivendell.
Oh.
So Rivendell has been destroyed.
Oh.
And then both of them was fucking around, and both of them jumped on a display table that we have in one of the back bedrooms while Alex was wrapping paper, or wrapping Christmas presents up. They knocked over my X-Wing that she built, and it completely destroyed it. Like, two wings ripped off, half the body's gone, all the mechanisms broke. So she has to fully break all those pieces apart and redo the entire X-Wing, and that's like multiple thousand pieces.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's not happy about it.
No, I'm about to start gluing mine together.
We thought about it, but we didn't because, like, for instance, to transport the Concorde and stuff, it'll probably be easier for us to break it up into, the, like, the major pieces and put it in a box to transport it. Because, like, we have the big sets that we have that we really enjoy are Rivendell, which he has to rebuild. That one's not going to be that hard.
They're looking like they know they got in trouble. Oh, he said, oh.
Yeah, so we really like Rivendell, and that's a big set. But, like, we have a Concorde that we have on display hanging. Alex is almost finished with Artemis, like the Saturn, not the Saturn V, Jesus. The NASA spaceship with the space launch system, the SLS.
Mm-hmm.
Or shuttle launch system, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And it's really cool. It's huge. It's like almost 30 inches tall as well. And then we just turned around and we got Saturn V, which is like a retired Lego set.
Yeah.
And that thing's also massive. So it's like we have to find an area to put all of our space theme stuff. But it's like, I'm afraid at this point, Rivendell's on a shelf that is like eye level with me. And somehow they knocked that shit down.
Yeah, I had mine up on a shelf that I had tried to make sure the cats couldn't get to. And that's where my bonsai was. And somehow, Francesca, I'm going to use her full name. I can pull out the government if I want to. She jumped up and knocked it down. And I walked into the living room where it was, and I just stared at her. And I was like, you better get out of my sight for a minute. I was like, you better get away from me. I'm going to cry. I was like, let me cry in peace, cat. And then it happened again. And I was like, ooh, kitty, you're about to learn. And by that, I mean, I will look at her disappointedly and not let her cuddle me for about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
I'm weak. I know.
We don't really have anything breakable that the dogs can get to. Then again, dogs aren't as destructive in that sense.
Yeah, I yell at my cats more than my dog.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, a dog isn't jumping on top of a dresser, but a dog will chew a fucking pair of shoes up like never before.
Oh, yeah.
My dog doesn't.
New insoles.
Yeah, but your pug-a-doodle doesn't do shit except wear vests.
She's a golden doodle. Not a pug. But she only wore the vest because it was really cold out. I got her a coat. Her fur is cut short.
Oh, no, I know. I'm not reacting to that. I just took a swig of lukewarm fucking Mountain Dew.
Mm, that was a choice.
Sorry. That shit
But yes, my dog does have a coat because she likes to go out in the snow and does not want to come in. So I have to put a coat on her so that she does not freeze.
That's fair.
Last winter, she had longer fur, so I didn't really put her in a coat. But this winter, she's a complete menace to society. And by that, I mean she runs around, face plants into the snow, tries to take her nose all the way to the ground. And we have like half a foot of snow here. And so I was like, I gotta keep you a little warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, took a towel and shaking the snow off of her when we came inside. And that was only helping a little bit. Like she was just so covered.
Wilson does the same thing where he'll run outside, bury his face in the snow and everything. Charlie wants nothing to do with the snow.
Well, the snow is as tall as him.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go out and shovel out an area just for him to go to the bathroom.
With the amount of dogs that are in my apartment complex, I thought there would be more like tracks through the snow, but apparently her and I are the only ones that use the yard out there, which I know is not true. So I think we're the only ones that are braving the snow in the yard.
Hmm.
We haven't thrown Avro out in the snow yet, but that's something that we do with our cats. Like last winter when Bernie was still a baby and it snowed, he was like 6 months. I took him outside. We had the garage door open and everything. I like picked him up and I just put all 4 feet and his little belly into the snow.
It was
like a Beyblade.
You got to teach him not to run outside.
Exactly.
So I get it. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I do that. Like I've taken Bernie outside when it's like pouring the rain. And I'm like, this is what happens if you go outside without us.
I haven't had to do that to Margaret because we rescued her from outside and she looks at the open door with the most disgust. Like, I don't want that. Francesca will sometimes want to. But then I look at her, I go, you really trying to do that? And she doesn't like when I get attitude with her, so she'll back up.
Yeah. Bernie is fine going outside during spring and summer when we're with him. Like, we put his harness on, and I have a tie-out like a dog, like a 25-foot tie-out. And I'll just tie him out, and he'll just crawl around, smell grass, and lay down. But Avro hasn't gotten that experience yet because we didn't get him until October. And so it's also his first winter on Earth. And so we're going to put him outside, let him touch snow. Yeah.
My sister's cat likes water and snow.
I had a cat that liked that too. Like we would routinely spot him jumping in like a creek. We're like, all right, little weirdo.
He's an indoor cat. She got him at like, she rescued him at like 5 weeks old. I guess not. She didn't do the rescuing. Some lady found kittens and her ex got her a kitten. And the ex did not stick around, but the cat did. And he's been an indoor cat since he was like 5 weeks old. And homeboy loves water. He tries to climb into baths. Like, if she does not want him to jump into a bath, she has to shut the door before she starts running water. And same with showers. This cat will jump into a shower. We lived in a house where we had a hot tub for a while. And this cat would straight up try to get in the hot tub. So we'd have to go and wash him off after being in the hot tub so he didn't have chlorine on him.
Mm. I'd fuck up a hot tub.
Dude, it was so nice.
Hot tub, you're nice. Hot tub.
Hey, if we just all start getting real cool with my brother, I mean, obviously I am, then he'd probably let us go over. He needs friends also.
I feel like that's easily done. I could do that.
I mean, he already enjoyed seeing you, Devin. He didn't see you, Justin. We moved too quickly, so he didn't join.
Damn, you're making noises over there, bud.
You sounded like a bullfrog.
I thought I muted. I forgot. I've been doing that. I've been doing that so much. Like, that's what I'm dealing with. Like, I'm like, this is gross, but I've been burping and it's nothing but like stomach acid. So it just, it tastes like bile. I'm doing great.
I'm glad Devin acknowledged this.
Yeah, my throat's starting to get kind of rough too, so I apologize. I'm gonna sound like a fucking goddamn plague rat.
He's a plague. But yeah, my brother and I were talking about how we both need more friends the other day, so maybe I just need to make everybody hang out.
Say when.
I don't want to sound like an asshole, and I don't think I have too many friends. I have too many friends that like to be social.
That's fair.
So every time I turn around and I'm like, let's have a small party. It's like, well, got them. And then before you know it, it's like, oh, we're up to like 26 people. Mm-hmm. How am I going to dial it back? And then I got to like pick and choose, like, who do I invite to this party? And then I'll swap them out with another person on the next. And it's like, that's so much work. That's why I didn't go tubing this year. Like,
understandable. Like, you definitely have a bigger friends group than Devin and I do.
Yeah.
So
we're looking at mine right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, Devin and I, this is mostly it. We understand, like, you have your friends groups, which I don't know. You're more social than us, I think, which you are more open about your social battery running out. So Devin and I are slightly confused because you'll be like, yeah, I just don't have a social battery. And Devin and I are like, your battery is bigger than ours. How did you run it out? But you're like doing your taste buds group and stuff pretty frequently. And mm-hmm. you and Alex go do stuff more frequently. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that you and Alex combined have such a large friends group.
Yeah.
Devin and I are slightly antisocial.
I'm a hermit, dude. I'd rather be home.
Yeah, we both had our hermit eras. So Devin and I are like, we need more social interaction. But it's hard to like meet people now. Because like, unless you're going to a bar, there's not like a very chill and meet people situation anymore.
Yeah. Like, you don't have high school to meet up with 75 people. And yeah, that's the thing. Like, most of Alex's friends are from school.
Yeah.
From like Purdue or Ball State or even high school or before that. And then most of my friends are from work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm slightly less social at work than you guys are. Being one of few women, it makes sense. And I think I pretty much stole one of your friends' groups. And by stole, I mean, I basically joined it.
Yeah.
But my FedEx friends, they didn't really last too long. But that makes sense. We didn't see each other all the time. My schedule's different. A few of them stuck around. And then my high school friends, literally two. So I kept two high school friends, two friends from FedEx. And then I currently have the most friends that I've had before right now. And that's with like our boys group.
Yeah.
I married my best friend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I helped my best friend marry her husband.
I think from high school, I only routinely, I guess, and that's a really rough word to say, because like, I don't think I routinely talk to anybody truly from high school. I talk occasionally to a couple people from high school, like three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to anybody else from high school, really.
Well, it's really easy for me because my best friend from high school married my sister-in-law. So now we're related. So it makes it super easy.
Yeah, you were like, I'm going to keep him around. Might as well marry him off, you know?
Right, yeah. Keep him close. Keep an eye on him.
Yeah, I mean, I have three younger brothers. But there's a 10 and 12 year difference between us.
Mm.
There's nothing. There's like such a huge disconnect when it comes to friend groups. Like, I couldn't tell you a single name of one of Hunter or Colby or Zane's friends.
Mm.
I think they could probably say one or two of mine because like I lived with them or effectively lived with them for a long time.
I mean, I understand that disconnect because I don't have younger siblings, but I basically adopted my best friend's younger sister as mine. I mean, I've been in her life since she was probably like six or something. And so I know very few of her friends because I've been to like some of her parties and stuff, gone to birthday dinners. But I can never keep up with the high school drama of this girl did this and that and that. But I do know her boyfriend. So like I know like the main crew. But it's still, I still have a hard time socializing with them sometimes because they do like the really young high school thing where they're using words that I don't know what that is. And I'm just like, sure thing.
Dude, I'll watch an Instagram video and have to look shit up. Like, I'm not even that old, but the amount of slang the younger generation's throwing out is fucking up there.
Dude, I've had to message her and been like, hey, Google isn't helping me. What does this mean? And she laughs at me and she's like, it means this. You're so funny. And I'm like, I just needed help, dude. You don't need to laugh at me.
It's funny because like a lot of the references from like our, I don't want to say generation, but I guess it is like our generation, very late millennials, like last year for the millennials for me and Devin. No, I guess me. Devin, you're 95, aren't you? You're October 95. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a 96. I'm literally the last year for millennials. So you're... Oh, man. I just realized.
I'm Gen Z.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway. a lot of our shit that got popular online and stuff got turned into fucking Fortnite dances and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember when Stanky Leg came out, like, the original video, and now you can do that shit on Fortnite with a button. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, I don't have anything that does that for the new generation. Like, I don't know what Skibbity means, and I plan on not finding out.
I still have no clue.
I just know they don't like Ohio, which is a favor. Fuck them.
It's literally the Ohio thing I did join in on just because it's really funny for everybody to collectively make fun of one state. That's the only reason I joined.
Like, out of the Midwest, we might be the most boring, but at least we're not fucking Ohio.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. And I stand by that. I loved when it was, like, super heavy on the at least you're not Ohio memes because I have a few friends from Ohio, and I was like, take that personally. And they were like, what? And I would send them the memes and be like, take that to heart. And they're like, Jesus, Tiffany. And I'm like, I don't care.
In our area, I've been cut off and almost ran off the road or almost sideswiped by so many people. And I'll literally call it. I'll be like, that's a fucking Ohio driver right there. And then they'll pass by and they'll, sure enough, Ohio license plate. Alex is like, how do you know? I was like, because I can't fucking drive.
Because the way they drive, it's a giveaway.
Yeah.
Like, Illinois, they're probably going to not use a turn signal or use it when they're already across the line, just one or two blinks.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get as close in sideswiping.
Yeah.
Like, they just drive like they're constantly in Chicago and they have to get over. And you can't let anybody know your next move or else they'll take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the crab mentality. Like, you can't get out of the bucket, or I can't get out of the bucket, so neither can you.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so glad last time we went to, I almost said Ohio, then Illinois. I meant Chicago the entire time that Devin drove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that same trip, I went from Ohio
to Indy, Illinois to Chicago. So that was very grateful.
I saw both sides of the spectrum.
I was willing to try. Okay, so I know how to drive stick. It's just not always the most fresh, up to date. I was willing to take over if you needed me to, but you said you were good.
Yeah.
Didn't we get like sour candy or something?
We stopped at the Albanese factory.
Yeah, but I think at like we were eating that on the way up for sure. Yeah. But I think the way back we were eating sour candy for a minute to keep us awake. But I ended up falling asleep. You told me that I could, like, way too close to home. I just gave up. You were like, hey, you're good. Take a little nap. And I was like, are you sure? And you're like, I've got it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, no. I was all good. I had my Monster. I was jamming out to some music.
Dude, Katie was out so early. But she had work the next day, I think.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't remember if she
had work. But she's also not third shift.
I'd say she's a very strict, I'm going to bed at 9 p.m. kind of gal.
Yeah. And we already had her out late, so that made sense.
Yeah.
Dude, can we talk about how much I love her for a minute? Because she just, like, she's so open about things. And I was raised as such a people pleaser that I want to be like that. And I'm slowly becoming that. Like, when I hosted the New Year's party and she said, all right, I did everything I wanted to do. I want to go home. I just looked at her with so much awe. I was like, I love her.
She's a very big people pleaser, but, like, also she knows exactly what she wants and she's going to get it.
And I like that. And I am slowly trying to bring that into my life.
Yeah. Well, hang around her a little bit. She'll teach you a thing or two.
I love her. She's already like, I'll be like, I'm just not sure about this. She's like, actually, so listen to this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, so you got to choose yourself. And I'm like, all right, I'll try it. Mm-hmm. Like, she's, I've gone to her for advice for a few things and it's got good advice.
Yeah. She's a keeper.
I might give you guys a hard time for being high school sweethearts, but you guys got a specific set of knowledge.
Jeez, something like that. She got the knowledge. I just got the something. I don't know.
Well spoken.
I just tricked her into it.
Okay. Mister, yeah, I'll make you a milkshake from scratch.
Yeah. You ain't ever made me a milkshake from scratch.
Well, come over, I'll make you one.
He's made me one.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Why did I laugh?
I was, I think that was a like post failed dating stage milkshake. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Yeah. That was an emotional support milkshake. And Katie was doing my nails.
Yeah. Well, fine. This, goddamn. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's try that again. This spring or summer, whenever I have a little get together, we'll just have a milkshake party.
I'm down for that. Oh, I'll bring supplies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna slut for a milkshake.
Yeah. Have a little campfire. Hopefully I'll have the pool going, have some milkshakes.
Oh, dude.
Milkshakes in a pool.
Dude.
Ooh, getting excited now.
I like having homeowner friends.
Me and Alex want to have more people over this summer. Like, we last April, I literally got like a big set of patio furniture. And I think we never had a party after that. But also, I think her friends used it more than I did. I was kind of sad. I was like, man, I want to utilize this shit.
Well, y'all used it once. Oh, yeah. Didn't you guys get together to smoke your pipes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like I think that was like a solid hour outside because it was hotter and shit. But like, I think that was like an hour. I think Alex and her friends came over and drank wine, like maybe three times, and that was all the real utilization that thing. We ate outside. We ate dinner outside a few times, but if it's too hot, Alex doesn't do it.
All right, well, we can definitely get some use out of it this spring and summer.
Yeah. I want to go fishing.
Yeah.
Brains all melting together. I think we should wrap this up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Nah.
I was like, that's such a quick ending.
This has been an episode of Approximately Factual. Again, I was one of your hosts, Justin. Joining me today was
Devin.
Tiffany.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.